Hope you're ready, Titan.
The words were barely out of her mouth when the monster stepped from the ship. His feet were as big as the woman's shins. The battle armor he wore contained the peering red eye. Never could this thing be mistaken for anything other than a Myrmidon. His dual saber whipped out. It seared her right shoulder, and smoke and the smell of burning flesh filled Alistair's nostrils. Hell swung her whip, and the Myrmidon's saber swiped at it as if it were a broomstick. She rolled beneath the Myrmidon ship. The saber hit the metal deck, and sparks flew into the air.
A little goddamn help!
Hell's shout came from her new location on the other side of the Myrmidon ship. Alistair had paused on the elevator, not out of fear, but simple awe. Prometheus came forward, shoving Alistair aside. The godlike warrior was here. The Myrmidon turned toward him, and if he'd heard of Prometheus, he showed no sign. He simply raised his dual saber and pointed one edge at Prometheus. He squeezed the middle, and one side of the saber shot through the air. A laser arrow aimed at the former Titan's head. He moved his head slightly to the right, and the saber barely missed him. He didn't dare turn to check on the All-Mother, but she knew he wanted to. Obbs bounded out of the elevator and lashed out at the Myrmidon. The creature kicked, catching Obbs' hindquarters and sending him sprawling. The Draith hopped back to his feet quickly, growling and slobbering, but kept his distance.
Stay back, Obbs. You'll know when to attack.
The Myrmidon ignored the animal and walked forward, swinging his remaining saber in wide arcs. Alistair danced back, drawing the monster farther from the ship. He squatted slightly, then launched onto one of the fallen servers, giving him the higher ground. He kicked out, and the server gave way. Prometheus started to topple, but his reflexes were faster. He leaped over the top of the Myrmidon's saber, hit the floor in a somersault, and ended up at the edge of the ship. Hell was 2 meters to his right, her whip firmly in her hand.
Glad you found your way out.
Save your quips for after we kill the bastard.
Up! It's time!
The three fell upon the enemy. The Myrmidon showed no fear, but he never had a chance. They went at it as if they'd fought together for their entire lives. Within 30 seconds, the formidable warrior was on the floor, blood pumping from his throat. The Draith kept one paw on his chest. Alistair stared down at the Myrmidon, wondering if the All-Seer was looking back. The All-Mother spoke from behind him.
Don't look in there. Don't look at the devil. He might see deeper inside you than you'd like.
He turned away from the dying Myrmidon and looked at Hell.
Nice job.
You're not so bad yourself, Titan. But there's more work to do. Come on.